USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday visited a family farm in Kankakee, Illinois, amid concerns of a global food supply shortage. Following the tour, the president is blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the global supply chain disruption, particularly the shortage of wheat.
Ukraine says they have 20 million tons of grain in their silos right now. 20 million tons. And guess what? If those tons don't get to market, an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death.
Senate Democrats say they're not giving up on a federal abortion bill after one failed on the Senate floor Wednesday by a 49-51 vote. The bill would have made abortion legal up until the birth of a child. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining all Republicans in opposition to the bill. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A draft opinion that was illegally leaked from the Supreme Court indicates the justices are considering overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide. Former Vice President Mike Pence joins Fox News and now says the protesters are the extremists.
What the American people are witnessing now is the extremism of a pro-abortion movement in the country.
Although it's against federal law to protest in front of a judge's house, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she's okay with it as long as the protesters remain peaceful. Clarence Dixon of Arizona is dead after being executed for the 1978 murder of a 21-year-old college student. The U.S. Supreme Court had earlier denied a request to block his execution, with attorneys claiming his mental illness made it an Eighth Amendment violation as cruel and unusual punishment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down in the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that the wind, when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfire spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot traded blows on Twitter this week after the mayor said a possible Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could lead to the undoing of LGBTQ rights and warranted a call to arms. Boebert and Lightfoot then went on to accuse each other of supporting insurrection. The congresswoman reminds everyone,
President Trump said to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Chicago Mayor Little Lori Lightfoot just gave a call to arms. If anyone in America is an insurrectionist, it's Little Lori. And instead of coming at me on Twitter, this failed mayor should be focused on protecting the good people of Chicago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.